Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global, live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen in studio, Bill Bush with us via stream. Today, Bill, can you hear us loud and clear? I can't hear Bill. Oh, hang on. There you go. I unmuted your mic, Bill. I can't.
How about now?
There we go. We can hear Bill.
The old mute button. Yep. Don't see that happen very much.
Can you hear Bill, Sip?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good.
He's in his stream.
He's on the stream. He's not here today.
He's in his stream.
Yes, I have a fundraising situation I had to assist with, so I'm not in studio today, but did not want to miss a Friday before big games, that's for sure.
Well, it's a smart play, Bill. Tomorrow, Nebraska plays UCLA. We got a bunch of games to talk about. We got FSP's next segment.
FSP's.
We can't miss that.
We got Bill's Thrills.
It's a freaky freaky football Friday. We'll get that in the second hour. Of course, we have Lee Sterling on today as well. So it's a packed show for a Friday. It is. And it's November 1st. And Sip, did you partake in Halloween festivities last night?
No, Jake,
I
was at the Ghost.
Oh, that's right. You were speaking.
Yeah, don't give me
how were things at the Ghost? You know how much I like the Ghost.
Oh, it was incredible. You know how it is. I mean, it's always good. The vibe is good. It was a surprisingly big crowd with the Halloween. I thought, oh, God, it's going to be like that time I went to Grand Island and sat at a Mexican restaurant at a table with Husker fans and talked. But it wasn't. It was a good crowd. It was an excellent crowd. I was forever grateful.
Did you bring any food home? Their food's tremendous.
Bill, I did not. I didn't eat because I Trix made a pot roast. And I ate a pot roast before I left. Or not all the pot roast. But
the
I had
entire pot roast?
No, I didn't
you
eat the
ate
entire
the whole pot.
No, I did not eat the entire pot roast. But no, I didn't even look at the food. And so I don't know what it was last night. On purpose.
Okay. Missed opportunity. Could have been really good.
It was not a missed opportunity.
It could have been really good at the Ghost.
I don't need two dinners. I barely need one.
Well, you could have a dessert.
Okay,
well,
you're on the stream. Where are you? Where is Bill?
I'm up north.
He's up north.
Up north.
Up north.
Oh, because at an undisclosed location.
Right.
Undisclosed
What's
location.
What's wrong with that? He's up north.
No, it's fine. We don't have to disclose.
Well, there's a surprise to the fundraising endeavor that I'm on, so I want to keep it on the DL.
Are you on the lam?
A little bit. It'd be fun. What would it be like to be that? That'd be fun to actually be on the lam. How long could we make it? How long before someone found you? I think they'd find me in about 30 seconds.
You have a very distinct look, that's for sure.
I just don't, yeah, anymore. When someone breaks out of prison, are they going to make it? They're going to get away
nowadays? Great question.
I don't know. No, my guess would be no with you. You want to be out.
Would you make it farthest of me, you and Bill, Sip, on the lam?
I don't know how to answer that.
I think the best, Steve would, by sure. Yes. He'd be our best chance.
I agree with that.
I don't know how to answer that.
I would say that I would get lured into a conversation probably out, you know, in the courtyard area, if someone says we're making a break for it, I'd want to be part of the conversation. Not sure if I'd go, but I'd at least want to know what's going on.
Are you talking about the prison courtyard?
Yes.
That's smart.
If I was out there, milling around and they waved me over, I'm like, what's going on?
Hey, don't leave me out.
Tonight we're making a move. You in? I'm like, I don't know. Let me think about it.
If you have to jump a fence, I mean, we're at the age now where like jumping a fence.
Oh, God, no. That'd be the first thing. I'm like, do we have a tunnel? Is there a tunnel? No, we have to jump a barbed wire, a razor shot barbed wire fence. I'm like, well, tell you what, you guys take your shot, and I'm going to stay home tonight.
If it involves jumping anything, we're in trouble.
I'll just stay here. It's fine. I'll wait for next time.
Yeah, we're not in that mode anymore. Jumping fences. Yeah.
On Facebook, on the stream, Terrell Farley, the Hall of Famer, has chimed in. He says, Bill, why are you in the dark? Are you scared to turn on the lights after Halloween last night?
He's on the lamp. Don't ask questions.
Yeah. Okay, there you go, Farley.
Well, also, thank you for checking in, Farley. The lighting in this place where my location is, there's something in the back. But it puts like a halo glow over me. So we're going to stay somewhat in this look right here.
I like this.
I like that, yeah. It looks proper.
I like it. I do. This is fun. This is interesting.
What else are we going to do today, Jake?
Well, we have idle chit-chat, and we have the roll call in a second. What do we want to start with for idle chit-chat? We know that Sip had two speeches in Beatrice and Omaha yesterday.
Yes. How'd they go? Start with Beatrice.
We need to know.
It was excellent. Jake's hometown. It was excellent.
Did you hear a hash hole or a hook?
No, I didn't.
That's disappointing. Come on, Beatrice.
I don't think I heard that in Omaha.
Great. Show's tanking.
Yep, show's tanking. That's what you know now.
Beatrice was excellent. I love going to Beatrice. Is it the country club? The people there. I mean, it's a lot of the same people. I mean, I should thank them more than I do. I mean, Jake, I've been going there since we've been doing a show. So I was trying to think the other day how long we've been doing these speeches, 10 years, 12 years, 13 years, something like that.
Well, this show began May of 2016.
And I was going there then for sure.
Yeah.
So I thank those people a lot. They show up. They're very obviously polite. They have great questions. They kind of carry you through it. So
that's a good crowd.
It's a really good crowd.
Is there a chance that me and Jake could get a guest invite to go with you sometime?
Yeah, that would be fun.
We want to watch, maybe help ask questions possibly, too.
You don't need to help ask questions.
Yeah, a question over here in the back.
Sorensen?
Yep, that's Sorensen. Me. Yeah, I got a question for you.
You guys would be like it would be a lot for Beatrice to handle all three of us, I think.
Did you field any Dolphins questions?
No.
No?
How similar was your speech in Beatrice to what it was in Omaha?
It was the same.
Exact same speech.
Well, yeah, it's just a lot of the same material because it's UCLA and it's Ohio State. So, yeah.
How much of the stuff that we gave you did you use for the speech?
I definitely used Bill's. I used your stats and Bill's Bieniemy stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we were a part of the speeches without being a part of the speeches.
Yeah. And
okay.
Thank you, Steve.
That's a win. That's a win.
I know I credited Bill. It's possible I credited you.
Sounds like you did, but it's okay. It's just a stat. Anyone could have found it. Public information. You like to say that. That's public information.
That's what Parker. Bill, do you remember Parker Gabriel?
What's that? I've spoken to Parker. Yes, I do.
Yeah, he was big on that. I would say Bill would relate to this. I would be in my desk. He would be out in the newsroom. I'd shout to Parker, hey, I'd have a question for him, and I'd just hear him say, that's public information. Look it up, old man.
Look it up, old man.
It's essentially what he was saying.
It's on Google.
It's public information. Always remember that. You don't have to ask certain questions. Just look it up.
That sounds like aging gracefully to me.
I would say that I ask my wife at least 14 things a day that is very accessible by myself.
Well,
opt to ask her, and I get the same thing. It's like, you know, that's like you said, it's public information. You know, you can just look that up. But I don't. I go a different route.
I catch myself a lot starting down that road, then thinking, oh, I can probably just look this up myself. Sorry. Try
Google.
It, Bill. Yeah, Google.
Search engine.
So the speeches were good. That's great. Glad the speech went well, both of them.
Yeah. It was fun. Bill knows. Bill does that Holy Ghost bit, and those people are incredible. They're really good fans.
I sent you guys a picture, I believe, the last time I was there from the lineup for the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Had it on Yeah, and it was like, and it was from like it was from 1993. Mm-hmm. And I was on it. It was like me, Ron Brown, George Arlington, Milt Tanniper, however that. So I somehow made the cut to be one of the speakers for one of the times. So I've been going since 1990. Actually, I went in 91, but 93, 91 area, that was how long it's been. So it's been 30 years and it's been incredible.
Well,
and it's an anniversary year for them too. Is it 50? I think it's their 50 year anniversary. Whoa,
100. This is a big year because it is their 50th anniversary. So they're celebrating that, and it's ongoing fun. And it was great last night. There's a great fest. They know a lot. That's I don't know. Bill wouldn't struggle with this as much as I do. They know as much as you do is the issue. I mean, they're smart.
They know a lot. They don't not a lot of hard questions, some fun questions, but also everyone has a seating assignment. Because everyone's been coming for so many for 20, 30 years, whatever. Everyone sits in the same spot.
The ghost.
The ghost. I can tell you right now where everyone's at. I can tell you. I know right where every group's at.
If you dare sit in their spot, there's being held to pay, right?
Well, I tell you what, they also do this, too. They will lean chairs forward if the person's not arrived yet.
Okay. I like that.
There wouldn't be held to pay because it's a church.
Okay, that's fair. Okay,
it's a church.
Good.
Yes,
not held to pay.
It's a church basement.
Yeah, not held to pay. Church.
Anything for you for idle chit chat?
No.
Oh, come on. You're in a... Oh, I can't say where you're at. You're in a stream.
Well, I do have something. Yes, our first trick or treater last night was Jake Sorensen.
Oh, good God!
Probably about 6:45. Jake, went kind of late.
Yeah. You just went. Did you take Scotland?
Yeah. Yes, she was. The
yes,
star
that was the reason. Yes, no, Scotland wasn't there.
It was just Jake came. I just went over myself, had a beer, called it good.
We gave him two adult treats.
Nice.
Him and Elizabeth had an adult
treat. What were those?
There's some beverages.
Oh, beverages.
Beverages
involved. And then Scotland got a full-size candy bar which I think, Jake, you can bring up. Talk about Elizabeth on the conversation you had driving over.
So on the way over to Bill's house, we were driving. I asked her, hey, do you remember in Crofton growing up, the family, does anybody have full-size candy bars? Like, oh, yeah, the pours. As Bill said last year on Bill's Thrills on this, you remember the family forever that had the full-size candy bars. You do. She knew the name. Yeah, the
poor family.
Of course, the poorest had the full size. That could be you. Bill had full size candy bars last night.
What kind? What kind?
Reese's, Kit Kat, and I forget what else was in there. But we took Hershey.
Straight Hershey. Yep.
Hershey.
Yes.
So,
and that, you want to be those people. Me and Jake talked about this. Everybody's like, "Well, you know, that's a little pricey." Oh, yeah, I couldn't. You know, 30 years now, I couldn't retire. I wish I could have retired, but I can't because I bought full size candy bars on Halloween.
Yeah.
No, just buy the full size.
Just do it. That. There was a lot of candy talk yesterday on radio. I heard a lot of candy talk. What's your favorite candy? What don't you like?
I'm sure you just love that. You just ate that up, didn't you?
That talk.
Well, that's a good 2 hours.
How we feel a day, I guess, in football season. Scotland went out as a cow last night. She was a baby.
It was
great.
It was incredible. She looked great.
I got pictures, so it was fun. That's all I got for idle chit chat. I guess if you want a score from last night, a sports score. The Jets beat the Texans 21-13 on Thursday night football.
How many times was Stroud sacked?
Let me check it out for you.
I'm going to say 8. Last I heard, when I was driving home, 8 sacks. He was, and I also heard 11 for 30 passing.
8 sacks is correct.
Like 46% passing, something of that nature.
Yeah, he was sacked 8 times.
8 sacks. He did not have his top two receivers in Nico Collins and Stephon Diggs with injuries. That's significant.
That's really significant.
But yeah, he was 11 for 30. 191, no touchdowns, no picks, sacked 8 times.
11 for 30. How many games will you win in the NFL if you're sacked 8 times?
I'm going to say close to 0.
Right, close to 0.
But we also saw a college game where they were -6 in turnovers and they won.
And now
usually -1 costs you the game. They were -6.
I heard a commentator on radio talking about the Jets now maybe getting ahead of steam and running the table.
No, that's not going to happen.
Running the table. I'm like, running wait a second. Table. Running the table?
They are desperate for New York teams to be good. The Giants stink. The Jets stink. Just face the facts. They're not good. The Jets might make a run of sorts, but they will not run the table. They will not.
A run of sorts.
Run the table.
Run of sorts.
That is.
And Bill, I'm telling you, Jake has a way with words. It's incredible. Yes. They might make a run of sorts.
They might be too straight, but they're not going to make a run of the table.
That's a run of sorts.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Renew. Please call or text David at 402 833 3858 to go to renewyourauto.com and do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, and more. Renewyourauto.com. Time for a quick roll call. Please text us your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what else do you want today, Bill, from the Breakers?
Let us know who's prediction. Who's winning Tuesday?
No, don't do that.
I thought you'd go with Saturday.
Winning but... what Tuesday? Which race?
Election prediction. Who's winning the election per Bill?
Yeah, you have to tell us who you're voting for. Just tell who you think's going to win. That's all you got to do. Chime in.
Sure. If you want to just predict who's going to win the election, 402-464-5685.
Is there a game on Tuesday by any chance?
We got Chad in Kyle, Texas. We got Officer McLeod in Columbus listening. We have Dave in Fullerton, Isaac in Lincoln, Joe in Boulder is going to give us some spirits tomorrow morning when he gets in here.
Okay, what time's the show?
Noon. Pre-game show's at noon. Our segment's noon to 12:20.
Okay.
So he'll be here.
You guys
point.
Haven't done that for what's been a whole month?
Yeah, it's been a while.
We've done it.
We've done it on phone.
Yeah, we have done the pregame show, just not the whole gang here in Lincoln.
It's been crazy on the phone.
It was on the stream. We called in from Indiana and Ohio State. So
great.
Joel in Wisconsin, Jake in Hickman, GP in Gretna with us. We've got Alan in Orlando, Pete in Chattanooga. Why would he be listening to this show?
Why would someone from Chattanooga call?
What is the deal?
In?
Why?
What would their connection be, Jake?
I don't know. It must be Husker fans out there. I don't know why they'd be listening to us. Sports fans. Tim in Dallas. We've got somebody on the way back to Omaha. No prediction, by the way, for them on the election. Jockstrap. We have Chris in Fremont, Eric in Hickman.
Are there any predictions?
We do have predictions in the text line.
Do you want to read them?
So far.
Oh, yeah, we're not getting the predictions, Jake.
So far, the answers have been Trump so far in the text line. That's been the response. Casey in Topeka, K-State... Anthony, Bobby Dean Smith,
awkward
in Bogart, Georgia, age 71.
What's Georgia thinking? They had that problem with the election a few years back. What are they thinking there, Jake?
Listen to you, Bill.
John in Roscoe, Illinois. Bill and Bennett.
Jake's so nervous.
Jared in Ord. I'm just being careful here.
I just want it to be over.
I'm just being careful here.
Reed, and there's the roll call.
Reed in Des Moines says, "I'm not touching that one." Bill says, "Reed in Des Moines." Third Stone in Beatrice.
Who are you voting for, Third Stone?
Third Stone.
We have Eddie in Houston. Taj in Lincoln. I think it's T-Y-G-E. Is that Taj?
Yeah.
Taj?
I think so. Taj. Sounds good to me.
Mr. Pancake flipping flapjacks at Good Life Fitness right now.
No kidding.
How about that?
No kidding.
Flipping flapjacks and working out. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CIGARSinternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Good Life.
Do they have
I wouldn't think so. Chad and Ponder,
I don't
Texas.
Think Good Life has a pancake
has
bar.
A restaurant. Yeah. Tristan and Lincoln, Pops in Chaska, Minnesota, the home of Hazeltine National Great Golf Course.
Oh.
Hosted the Ryder Cup in 2016, which I was at.
You were
at? I high-five Sam Bradford on a hole after a putt was made.
His life is so much better than ours, Steve.
I think it goes without saying.
I just looked to my right to the first person I got a high-five, and oh, my God, it's Sam Bradford. All right, man. Sweet. Way to go, Koepka. Nice putt.
Sam Bradford.
At some point in time, it had to get uncomfortable for Sam Bradford also. You made people feel awkward.
It was a one-time... Yeah, you know, slap, and that was it. It was no awkwardness. I moved on. That was one I handled pretty well, I think. I high five and went on to the next hole.
High five, Sam Bradford.
Manny in Branson, Missouri. Chris in Holdridge, listening in from Kansas City. That's our friend Chris Nelson from Score One Smoking.
Really?
He is in the middle of a speedway right now, a motor speedway. He sent me a picture. He is set up doing barbecue competition in the middle of a motor speedway in Kansas City.
That's significant. That's pretty cool.
It's really cool.
Tony Bologna in Firth. He says he's a size 38 waist for some reason. I'm not sure why that made the roll call, but
okay.
Next week. What's your waist size, I guess? Big Bird in Columbus, age 64. Jeff and McCook with us in the text line. Aaron in Crete on his way to Seward. Peter in Lincoln. Kevin in Sutherland says, let's have a day, boys. Okay.
We're going to have a day.
Right. We've got Zonk. I don't know if it's Larry Zonk. C-Z-O-N-K. Zonk.
Nice. Does Zonk have a thought on the election?
He says the winner is the American people because we can vote. How about that for a response? John and Lincoln, his name is, by the way, Horns Down on the text line.
Horns Down.
Alan and Sterling says Bill Bush 2024 for
there
president.
There you go. You got hair.
That'd be fun to be the president, wouldn't it? I'd let you guys come to the Oval Office. We do the show from the Oval Office every day.
Would
you,
we really?
You have been
really?
In the Oval Office,
I would
Bill.
Keep
we
doing the show if I was the president. Yes, I would.
We can all talk at 8 a.m. I got to do this until then.
6 to 8. We can do 6 to 8.
Dennis
can
do 6 to 8.
I'd make all the worldly decisions later.
Bill has a picture with Trump.
He does.
He has a picture.
In the Oval Office.
In the Oval Office.
It's an incredible photo.
The same trip where a friend of his was tackled by somebody for bringing out a cell phone.
Bags.
Because he said, what do you say? Guess where I'm at, baby.
Guess where I'm at, babe. Guess where I'm at, baby.
got tackled by six service agents.
There is surveillance video we could watch of that exact moment. I would die laughing.
Oh, that's incredibly funny. It's incredibly funny.
I would die. That is the roll call.
That's
sponsored
the roll call.
By our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Please stop by. See Sarah and the team just south of 48th and Holdridge. It's a good place for a Friday, a Saturday, a Sunday, any day of the week. Bowling, billiards, darts, karaoke, great food. Why would you not go to Madsen's? Why? Tell me why, Sip.
I don't.
Spirit animal.
I can't think of any earthly reason why you wouldn't want to stop by there for a night.
And the best, like you said, I love how it's tucked in off of 48th Street.
Got the great statue outside, too.
Let's just say this, okay? It's a Lincoln landmark. It's been it's been around since Bill and I have been around. Bill, you were here 40 years ago.
I would say in college, Steve.
Yes.
That would have been in the 80s.
Yes.
we went, I bet I've been to it 30 times.
There you go. Did you and Jerry Godowski go on some of your outings?
No. This would have been pre that. This would have been just when I was at Wesleyan. We didn't go as much when we and Jerry were together as graduate assistants.
You and Jerry did walkabouts, though, right?
We did walkabouts before the games.
Yes.
And that's when I lost. Also, one time where I lost the whole team, the whole Nebraska team. I lost the entire team.
Oh, no.
Because I was in charge of the movies, so I would get the movies, and then we'd vote on which movie we wanted to see.
Uh-huh.
Then I had to get a hold of the theater and have them block out the tickets, and I would get there early. And it was my job then to get the team back to the team hotel, which was on East Campus.
Uh-huh.
And I went to, and so I got the team all in, and Coach Osborne would stop by. He would drive, he'd pull up, and he'd check in if everyone was there, because everyone got dropped off there, but they got picked up from that point in time. And so everyone was checked in. They were watching a movie I didn't want to see. So I wanted to see Pure Country with George Strait.
Uh-huh.
So I just went to the theater right. You know, that was the one just one over. There was four theaters in the deal.
Uh-huh.
So I went to the one over, watched it, came out, asked, sitting there for a while, talked to the lady. How long before the movie's out with the team? She goes, that movie's been out 15 minutes ago. They've already left.
Oh, no.
The panic as I get in my car and race to try to get to and I actually caught the team. They were in these two buses and got there ahead.
Good job.
I got to the hotel ahead and like, all right, here we go. Everyone's here, guys. I was praying. I was just praying everyone was there.
That's an I bet that was an incredibly scary feeling when that lady
said that.
The
rush was real. The rush was real.
Yeah.
I lost a football team. I lost an entire football
team. That's incredible.
How long before their movie's out? Oh, it's been out for
15 minutes, sir.
Can you imagine the look on my face? The panic?
Do you know which way they went?
I feel for you in hindsight. Mm. I do.
I was driving my Mazda RX-7.
Oh, that's You're whipping the East Campus. Did you whip down 33rd? You probably whipped down 33rd, right?
I did, absolutely.
Vine to 33rd, probably. Vine to 33rd, exactly. Hang a quick left. You probably didn't even wait for the light. It's a dangerous intersection, but it's okay. You're in a very extreme situation.
I buzzed the tower. I was like Maverick.
I buzzed the tower. I love that saying, Jake.
It's a good saying.
I buzzed the tower.
You buzzed the tower.
By the way, a couple more. I don't want to forget YouTube here because YouTube is with us for the roll call. Please. They'll move on, I promise. We got Nels in Big Fork, Montana.
Who's Nels thinks winning?
He voted for Trump. Conservative Husker says the Don on the YouTube. John in Washington, D.C. on YouTube. Jack in North Bottoms. He's voted for Steve Sippel for the election.
That's a very questionable choice. I don't think I'd survive the background check.
Yeah. I thought about those. We talked yesterday about the how people just slam each other. I go, could you imagine the person that's going against me, the things they would reel off? It'd be a 4-minute commercial. Things that Bill Bush
More than 60 seconds. It's a long commercial. Okay,
just 4 minutes of unsavory information.
wait a second. You forgot this.
How could you forget this one? Are you kidding me?
People would text in.
Don't you remember 2001?
Yeah.
It was a pretty bad one.
Jim in Lebanon, Indiana. You
lost the team. Did that matter?
Austin in Forestdale, Missouri. Clinton in Thailand listening this morning. BWD in Minnesota. And there we go. That's the roll call. Okay. 464-5685. Call or text as always. We had some audio from yesterday. Matt Rhule did speak ahead of tomorrow's game against UCLA. We have an update on some injuries. Malcolm Hartsog.
Yes.
Here's Matt Rhule on that from yesterday.
What is Hartsog's injury?
He hurt his hamstring the first drive of the fourth quarter in the last game. So Jeremiah went in and played the rest of that after he was down.
Per Matt Rhule yesterday, it appears that Hartsog will not play in this game. Tommy Hill, very unlikely, not for sure, but very unlikely. So it appears that it'll be Jeremiah Charles starting. And here's Matt Rhule from yesterday on Jeremiah Charles.
Yeah, Jeremiah is a tremendous athlete. He's had to play in some serious situations. You know, he has the benefit of, you know, going against, you know, two of the best wideouts in the league last week. And so he should be very confident. You know, he goes against those guys and comes out and, you know, does a good job. So, you know, he's probably not many guys as fast as him, you know, just like any young player, building their confidence, you know, building, you know, it's a lot different when you're older and you've played a lot and, you know, you've had good days and bad days and you know you can do it. When you have a bad moment, like Ty Robinson has a bad play or Giff has a bad play, they think it's just a bad play. When you're young, if you have a bad play, you think it's condemning of your ability, but it's not. You know, Jeremiah is going to be an excellent player, and this will be quite a challenge. And you know, he's practiced well this week; he'll be ready.
Jeremiah Charles is a redshirt freshman from Fort Worth, Texas. 6'1", 170, redshirt freshman, tough duty.
Enters a game that's very important to win to get this monkey off your back, 8-2 bowl game. Nebraska's favored tomorrow against UCLA.
Huge game,
Jake. A team that has been passing the ball pretty well, at least recently they have, with Ethan Garbers. They gave a great performance against Rutgers 2 weeks ago after they had the bye week last week. Right. He was good, very good. So
he threw for 383.
He did.
He threw for 383, four touchdowns, no picks.
Against a team Nebraska scored 14 points against on their home field.
Right. I saw reporter Sam talking about this game. Well, I read what he was writing about in the World Herald, and he gave it the proper due. There's some media that are really glossing over this game. I'm not. I'm in Sam's corner here. They've played tough teams tough. I mean, the results aren't – I mean, they played Penn State tough. They went to Happy Valley and played them tough. I'm not saying UCLA is a great team. They're 2-5, but three of the losses are to undefeated teams. They have three losses to undefeated.
Kind of rough schedule.
Really rough. Keep going.
Matt Rule from yesterday on, I think, is this Turner Corcoran you talk? Okay. Matt Rule on Turner Corcoran, possible red shirt.
Good job, Ben.
Thank you, young Ben. Here's from Matt Rule from yesterday on Turner Corcoran.
That's probably a different situation. That's more of a personal decision on his end. You know, if he's not back yet, if he gets back and could play, we'd have him ready to play. And if he wants to, you know, redshirt and come back next year, then, you know, we would do that for him. But that's really, you know, a personal decision for him. And I wouldn't ask him to even think about that until he's actually healthy. You know, he hasn't taken a rep in a practice yet. So I think he's still, you know, still a ways away.
So he's
played. And the unique thing now is if you do redshirt, you can play in the postseason. So, you know, getting to the postseason is big. I don't think people understand. Well, I shouldn't say people do understand it. I don't think, you know, for me, realizing that these guys haven't had that, you know, that's an extra 2 weeks to a month of practice and real practice, right? Preparation. I mean, it's like an extra spring ball. So when you look at the guys on our team who are sophomores, juniors, and seniors, I think that they've never had that time, how much it can develop them. I mean, from week one till the first bye week, seeing what happened, you know, the development of like Braylon and the guys you just asked me about. And that's across the board, you know, it's across the board. So, I think postseason would, you know, again, it's a great rule, but it's one thing, like we used to be, we'd get those guys to the bowl game, just practice them. Now we're practicing to try to have them play in the game. And so, I mean, I think it's a huge, huge opportunity for a lot of guys. So if Turner comes back and he decides to, if, you know, if depending on the timing, if he does redshirt, still playing the bowl game would be really big for him.
Yeah, he's played four games. If he plays one more, no redshirt, right? So, or yeah, I guess he can play in the bowl
with,
game.
With that, though, I'm in the 90 percentile on this like that. He could play in the bowl game.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, he could play in the bowl game. So that's that. That was sort of interesting. Turner Corcoran would be back. It would be his sixth year in the program.
It would.
Yes.
Corcoran.
Turner.
Yes.
Corcoran. Turner
Corcoran. It was the left tackle for the season and got hurt earlier this season.
Yes.
And his backup, Prochazka, Teddy Prochazka, also hurt. So that's why third string left tackle, Gunnar Gatula, has been playing for several games now.
Yeah. That bowl talk is really important. That place, you don't want that big facility over there dark in December.
Again. For what would be the eighth straight year.
Yeah. We don't
want that.
They have beautiful facilities. You want them in use. Because the bowl streak has gone on so long, I think we've almost forgotten about the importance of those bowl practices. I'm glad Rule said what he did, because it is like, it's like another spring for a roster with 90, I think it's 90 freshmen and redshirt freshmen. It's a lot of young guys that need reps and a lot of old guys that need reps.
Last one from Rule yesterday in terms of talking about UCLA's run defense. Here is Matt Rule from the press conference yesterday.
Well, first of all, they have excellent defensive linemen. I mean, they're two inside guys. There's a whole group of people that play, you know, like Kentucky's doing it, Oregon does it some, they're doing, you know, play, they're just, you know, quarters teams that get two huge athletic big men inside and they kind of two gap and let you play coverage. And that's what they are. I mean, they're rugged, they're aggressive, they're physical. The linebackers do a great job running through gaps. They're elusive, they attack. Two is as good a pass rusher as we'll see. So they just have really good players up front, and then they'll play man and bring pressure. So they're able to sit there and play too high and stop the run, and then they'll also, when they need to, they'll bring different pressures. But I just think they have excellent players. You know, well coached. They have excellent players, and they've you know, the most yards they've given up rushing is 150 some to LSU. I mean, no one's really run the ball on them at a high level. You know, we've given up 200 some to Indiana, but yet they haven't. So,
rushing defense, UCLA does rank 13th nationally. I would say that's their strength. Yes, if you look at just the main stats, that's easily their strength. 13th nationally in rush defense. Nebraska ranks 12th nationally in rush defense. So there you go. They have a guy named
Lump. UCLA does not like to run the football, so it could be they're going to pass a lot.
I would think so.
Especially with backup cornerbacks in for Nebraska.
Yeah, I don't know who number two is. It might be Olufemi Odejo.
Good attempt.
Yeah, Olajejo. Does that sound right?
Olajejo. I like the first one better. First pronunciation.
Yeah, or it could be Carson Schlesinger. He's a linebacker. I don't know if he'd be number two. But anyway, they have some guys. I don't think it'll be an easy game.
Right now, as I check the spread, as of this morning, is Nebraska 7-point favorite.
Good line. Don't know what I'd do there. I'd probably take it a little over that.
Nebraska to cover 7?
Yeah, to cover.
Okay, we'll get your prediction later.
Bill, that's the proper terminology, cover.
Just making sure we got that right.
Cover.
Cover 7. Okay, before we get to break, I think that you're probably hungry for breakfast. I see Missing Tooth Craig out here. I do. But if you were not here...
What's Craig doing?
I think he's got breakfast. If you need a snack after he gives you food, you might want to go to Early Bird. Early Bird at 19th and K has lots of free parking in downtown. It's an incredible space. As Bill said, you can get a Busch Light and scrambled eggs, and they'd be happy with that. Or you get something crazy like breakfast burritos. Chicken fry steak, which is smothered.
There it is.
It's Friday. A variety of pancakes like cinnamon roll pancakes, blueberry pancakes, and more. And of course, the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
That wasn't too bad from afar, Bill. That was pretty good.
That's pretty good. No, it was really good. He's in the stream.
He's streaming.
I wonder. Can you get shots of tequila?
Yes. I'm gonna go ahead and say yes on that one, Bill.
Shots of tequila and some biscuits and gravy. Yes.
It's not a terrible concept.
Not a bad thought.
Sounds like a decent
imagine
combo.
That you walk in there. Like Steve always says, look for Jamie in the corner. Yeah. He runs the place.
The nose tackle in the corner, as you might say. We might say linebacker, but
you have to admit he's a big man. He's been lifting weights, you can tell.
Now we're gonna go with that. Okay.
He's lifting weights.
It didn't sound like it was that complimentary.
It was complimentary. He could whip me. That's an interesting shots of tequila. With biscuits and gravy
and breakfast. It's never really hit me. I've never drove to the ticket at 5 in the morning thinking about maybe I'd just swing in for a couple of shots of tequila and breakfast.
Well, that could change today at Early Bird. Also locations in Omaha and Iowa. Early Bird, when we come back, it's time for FSPs next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.